This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump further escalated tensions with Turkey Friday by announcing a sharp increase in tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The announcement came 2 days after Turkish diplomatic delegation visited Washington in a bid to ease tensions between the two countries. Analysts have warned that rising U.S.-Turkish tensions are threatening a financial crisis in Turkey. Afghan Taliban stormed Ghazni City, almost 150 kilometers southwest of Kabul, Thursday night. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
At one point, the two sides were fighting in the center of the city near important government installations, including the offices of the governor and the National Directorate for Security, Afghanistan's intelligence agency. The provincial police chief said the government sent in Afghan special forces, which helped push the Taliban back to the outskirts of the city. However, he said the Taliban were taking shelter in civilian areas, making the job of the security forces difficult. Residents said fighting continued in parts of the city, particularly in the 2nd District. In a statement posted on its Twitter account, the U.S. military said U.S. forces responded with close air support this morning in Ghazni. Afghan forces held their ground and maintained control of all government centers. Another failed attempt by the Taliban to seize terrain while creating strategically inconsequential headlines.
VOA's Jeff Custer reporting. Pakistan will have unilaterally fence-sensitive areas along the country's largely porous border with Afghanistan by the end of the year, discouraging terrorist infiltration in either direction. That's according to officials talking to VOA. The massive army-led construction effort to fence the entire 2,611-kilometer western frontier and build new outposts as well as forts went into action more than a year ago. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea said Friday three South Korean companies apparently violated United Nations sanctions by importing nearly 35,000 tons of coal and iron worth nearly $6 million from the North last year. UN agencies say that they are shocked and outraged at the Saudi-led airstrike that hit a busload of children Thursday in a Yemeni marketplace, resulting in a heavy loss of life. As the death toll continues to rise, they are calling for an international investigation. Among the scores of civilian casualties, the latest figures put the number of children killed at 21, 35 injured. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The bus carrying the children was at the Dayan market in Sada, in the rebel-held north of Yemen, when it was bombed by the Saudi-led coalition. The UN Children's Fund says it has teams on the ground trying to verify the number of child casualties. But UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillerac says it is not possible to get a true figure because of the chaotic scenes at the hospital. He tells VOA this is just the latest in a number of horrific attacks in Yemen that have destroyed the lives of thousands of children.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. A U.S. federal judge has threatened Thursday to hold U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt after learning at the hearing for two asylum seekers, a mother and daughter, that they were being deported and were on a plane to El Salvador. The woman identified in court papers as Carmen is a plaintiff in a lawsuit filed this week by the American Civil Liberties Union against Sessions over his recent decision to stop granting asylum to people who have faced domestic and gang violence. The ACLU and the government had come to an agreement that none of the people in the case would be deported before the end of Thursday. Russia has denounced a new round of U.S. sanctions over its alleged chemical weapons use as an illegal gesture and says it runs counter to the constructive atmosphere at last month's summit between U.S. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The announcement shook Russia's economy, with their ruble dipping to two-year lows and shares of Russian companies falling. The State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have clearly laid out U.S. policy toward Russia.
We'd like to have a better relationship with the Russian government, recognizing that we have a lot of areas of mutual concern. It is a major country. We are a major country as well. And so when you have that, you are forced to have conversations with other governments. And sanctions is a way that we can try to encourage better behavior on the part of government.
U.S. State Department officials say the new sanctions were triggered automatically by longstanding U.S. policies on the use of chemical weapons in response to the poisoning of former Russian agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.